BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
It's a big show today. It's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. As always, there's a huge bumbaleo. Also, the BBC Two announcer last night didn't seem too keen on our show from what he was saying at the end of Mock the Week. You'll hear that. More snakes get outed on air. Stories about your horrible exes. And we're going to give an actual snake, possibly your ex's name. And it's back, bigger, better and wetter. The return of Innuendo Bingo with Davina McCall.
Scott Mills.
Wow, what a day. So much excitement in the air for the return of Innuendo Bingo at 3 this afternoon. My Twitter's never been busier.
I'm absolutely buzzing for it. I'm buzzing from last night as well. I know I don't really want to talk football with you, but Newport, last night, getting through to the next round, they're going to play City. You know, I've got a newfound love for Newport.
Yeah, because you've been doing some stuff at the club.
Yeah. So I was there at the club, but it was like the last round of the FA Cup, and then they got this massive result last night. I don't know if you saw it, Scott. It's just wicked.
I did see it on Twitter, actually.
Yeah. Yes, so they're through against Man City. It's all buzzing from that. Then wake up today, Innuendo Bingo Day.
I know.
Come on.
I know. I'm going to tell you who else is excited about the return of Innuendo Bingo. The announcer on BBC Two last night.
Oh, I heard about this. Wasn't there some kind of advert or something?
Well, it was just like a little mention for our show and that Innuendo Bingo was on.
Yeah.
So Tyler tweeted us, the BBC Two continuity announcer doesn't think much of your show, it doesn't seem. Here's what was said at the end of Mock the Week last night.
And don't miss Innuendo Bingo, prank calls and all this stupid games. Download the Scott Mills Daily Podcast from BBC Sounds.
All of the stupid games.
All of the stupid games.
And don't miss Innuendo Bingo, prank calls and all this stupid games. Download the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
The slightly gritted teeth that I enjoy.
Scott Mills.
I'm getting so many messages from Leah saying, not long now until Innuendo Bingo, it's been too long. Also, we've got Nadine saying she's so looking forward to it. I can't wait to hear it again, says Charlotte. I'm getting so many messages. If you're looking forward to the return of Bingo, it's 3 o'clock this afternoon. Let me know how you're preparing for it. I'm seeing that some people are moving meetings around at work. Some people are taking their lunch break late.
Yeah, this is great. And if you're in an office and you want to make this a moment, you know, maybe you're a really sound boss willing to let everyone just stop for 10 minutes to enjoy Innuendo Bingo, let us know.
Here, there's some more. Look, Kirsty, so hyped for Bingo today. Jay says, finally, the best radio feature ever returns. Let us know where you'll be enjoying it on 81199. We might call you back.
Scott Mills.
So, on the show last time, Daniel called up.
I've just had an unwanted python come in, which is looking for a name.
You've had an unwanted python come in?
Yes.
Okay, would you work at a zoo or...?
Yeah, we work at a zoo. We're down in Essex on Barley Land Farm.
OK, so he's got a snake that needs a name. So why don't we name it after one of your exes? I just need a good reason, that's all. Paul, your nomination, please.
So I want to nominate my ex Sarah for Sarah the Snake.
OK, and what does Sarah do?
Well, so I was with her for about a year, maybe slightly longer, and it turned out that for the entire time we were together, she was actually engaged and had been for a bit of time before that. She'd been with her guy for about 9 years.
What were you then, bit on the side?
Yeah. So I was actually the bad guy in that scenario, completely unbeknownst to me.
How long were you together with her?
So we were together about somewhere between 12 and 14 months.
I just don't understand how people can get away with that.
I don't either. So because she was living at my house basically 3 to 4 nights a week. So I don't know how she explained that to the
what
other guy.
What's she saying to the other guy?
Working
no
late.
No idea.
Must be working late.
No idea.
That
yeah.
would stress me out so much being in that position, by the way.
But hang on, yeah, same. But working late, you're not staying overnight.
Depends how hard you're working, I guess. So, like, how did you find out?
Well, so she basically just ghosted me after the first year or so. She just completely blanked me for about a month. And I tried to get in touch with her, texting, calling. Didn't get any luck until about a month later when she basically said, oh, yeah, really sorry, but my fiancé saw one of your texts and he says I can't talk to you. And oh. I'm like, what?
What was her name, Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
It's a snake, snake. Oh, it's a snake.
God, all sounds very messy to me. I can see why you're annoyed, though.
It was a long time ago, but I mean, there is a happy ending, so I am with someone now that makes me very happy.
Good. Well, nominate Sarah for the snake. Laura, who are you nominating?
I am nominating Scott the Snake.
flaked today because I think he fully deserves it.
Scott Mills?
Not Scott Mills. I'm sorry, but it's Scott that I've just broken up with quite recently.
Well, I apologise on behalf of all Scots.
No, that's okay. He should definitely be the snake.
Okay, why?
Okay, so we had a great start. To be fair, we weren't together very long, but it went downhill from there, really.
Quite quickly.
Very quickly. So it just started when he started saying he was too ill to see me.
A lot?
Yes. Well, so we had plans and we went to go out for dinner like normal couples do. And then he bailed last minute, which I thought was a bit weird. And then so I went out with my friend clubbing, as I always do, if I'm not seeing him. And he was in the club in a booth. So he wasn't in bed being ill.
Was it definitely him?
Yes, definitely him.
Are you sure?
Definitely him. I messaged him when I was in the club and he said he wasn't there, that he couldn't see me.
He's had a mare.
I know. I can't believe it.
That's terrible. That is a terrible
that is
thing. Definitely. That
he's done it. It's also the entire plot of a 90s R&B song.
He's not just... What I love about this is he's not just not ill. He's gone and put himself into a booth and everything. He's getting bottles with sparklers in. He's not even just like, do you know what? I quite fancy going out for a quick drink with the guys. Yeah. I'm not feeling that well, but, you know, I'll go for one, see how the night goes. He's like, whoa! Like money flying everywhere.
This is not a quick drink.
When you saw him, how did he react? Like, what did he do?
He pretended he didn't see me back. I walked over and he just pretended to be really drunk. He pretended he didn't know what was going on. So that's when we ended, basically.
Aww. Mm.
Snake! 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 It's a snake.
It's a snake. I think it's a bit harsh on him, but yeah, I see where you're going with it. I see why you were annoyed.
It's also kind of the plot of Ring Ring by Jax Jones. Story out to the morning.
Is it?
Yeah, I play that a lot now. It's my favourite song now.
Scott Mills.
Everyone knows one.
Snake.
Rob, who are you nominating?
My ex, Shona.
Good snake name, that.
It's a good snake name, is it?
Shona.
Shona the snake. What did Snakey Shona do?
She dumped me.
Okay.
Probably just threw me out.
Okay.
Told me to get in the bin. And
that happens.
So she moved in with my parents.
So Shona is not with you anymore, but then she moves in with your parents.
Yeah.
That sort of thing happens quite a lot, actually, because exes can be good friends with your family by then.
She just dumped him.
Yeah, that's always that tricky thing. It is a bit weird. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I found out afterwards that she'd been cheating.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And this is why you want the snake named after her, because you found out about the cheating.
Yeah.
So who was she cheating with?
Well, it was actually someone I knew pretty well. I've sort of known him quite a while.
Right.
It was my dad.
No.
Honestly.
Right. Okay. We're in new territory here.
This is a new one. I mean, I've done this show a while. This is a new one on me.
Oh, okay. This is messy as.
What was her name?
Shona.
Snake!
Extreme snake! Biggest snake in the world! I mean, as nominations go, to name a snake after someone, that's...
I think we're going to struggle to...
It's not there, is it?
It's definitely up there.
Thing is, I think the problem here, we've only got one snake to name.
Well, there's two. I can give you another name.
No. Wow, okay. Well, that's a new one for us.
Okay, well, throw your nomination in the hat. It's extremely strong.
Scott Mills.
People are like, need more details.
My jaw just hit my lap. Whoa. Kimberly says, feel like I'm listening to Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah. Zoe in the M5 says, I think Shona the Snake is a definite winner. That was a jaw dropper. Yeah, I've got so many questions. I mean, how does that work on Christmas Day?
Very good point.
So this just happened.
Well, it was actually someone I knew pretty well. I've sort of known him quite a while.
Right.
It was my dad.
I don't think we're going to beat that.
Scott Mills.
Okay. feels like the week's gone fairly fast this week. Sometimes
I agree.
It drags.
Yeah.
But I'm still up for this.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Okay. Requested by JC and Steve.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary.
Because it was such a draw dropper. A lot of people asking to hear this again from earlier.
So who was she cheating with?
Well, it was actually someone I knew pretty well. I've sort of known him quite a while.
Right.
It was my dad.
It's a classic. Mark in King's Lynn asked for the school orchestra fail. Sarah in Belfast cannot wait for the return of Inyo de Bingo, so requested this classic.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Bingo's back at three. Last night on BBC Two, suggested by Sean.
And don't miss innuendo bingo, prank calls and all of this stupid games. Download the Scott Mills Daily Podcast from BBC Sounds.
Why are you doing it in such a friendly voice as well? Stupid games.
Hello, Danny, who wants this clip from Funny Business.
Hello, Flick the Bane, Michael speaking. How can I help you?
Do you remember we found some 80s dating videos and this guy who was looking for a date?
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Wild.
Wild man. And this final Inyo de Bingo throwback for Dan in Suffolk. It's Radio 1's Dev.
If you fancy coming into Radio 1 this Friday and being part of the Feet Up Friday audience, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Head over to Greg James's page and hopefully I'll be hanging out with you on Friday.
Okay. Chef Brad is bumbling away in the kitchen.
Got all the messages are coming in now. Hello to Jack, bumbling in the office. Much needed today, apparently.
Ash and Elliot are digging holes in Twickenham. Reese is somewhere in South Wales. And Sam is in Edge Hill Uni Library, eagerly awaiting the return of Innuendo Bingo.
Shout out to William Snakespear.
Annie and Mark driving through Switzerland. Looking forward to Inyo de Bingo so much today. It's on at three with Davina McCall, the return of Innuendo Bingo. Let's go! We've got Adam, we've got John, and we've got Paul in Willand. Bumbling their pipes off at the plastic factory. Nice gap, guys. Thank you. Oh, and Alex from Gloucester. In his barbershop. Thomas in Devon is greasing his drill.
See, that's all I'm hearing now. Now that Innuendo Bingo's coming back.
I know.
It is everywhere, isn't it?
Tim in Kidderminster has found a really good excuse to get out of work at 3 o'clock so he can hear Innuendo Bingo. Very good.
Shout out to Peter painting in Lancaster.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Sam, Dave and Steve in Midsummer Norton. Jamie having a sneaky bumbleow in the office in Derby.
Nice.
Dan in Essex. Chris on his way to fix some broken pipes. He's pulled over in his van to text us. We've got Gemma in the Uni Library in Edinburgh as well. Out of tune.
Scott Mills.
I'm obsessed with what people are doing to make sure they catch innuendo bingo today. Like Gary in Hastings, who is fitting a new boiler, but he's actually going to stop what he's doing so he can give it his full attention at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I really like that. And respect to any bosses that are letting people down tools for innuendo bingo. That's not one either.
It's not, no. We've got Chloe. Her whole office, her accounts office in Cardiff, are going to turn it up at 3 o'clock. Yes, we want more offices. Amy, Jack and Charlie are driving a bit slower than they normally would back to Reading so that they catch innuendo bingo today. Russ in Hastings is screwing a wall, but we'll stop at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, oh no, it's happening already.
Here we go, it's on, people.
It's on, it's back.
It's on the brain. You've got clock on the brain, haven't you, mate?
This is what happens. Oh, I've got a bit hot.
Woof.
Scott Mills.
Loads of places are going to stop for innuendo bingo. GM Hall Builders Limited are letting their staff stop work at 3 p.m.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. It's funny when you just hear whole business names. Like, the whole business will shut down for a bit.
Josh in Sussex has left college early. I mean, yeah, I hope we didn't do that on our behalf. Also, Heidi and Charlotte have rearranged all their afternoon meetings so that they don't miss innuendo bingo.
Beth at the BDM office, Tonbridge.
You love you're loving the business names, and I don't really understand why.
I just like hearing where everyone's working today.
Scott Mills.
I like it when people kind of want to know the ins and outs of stuff here at Radio 1, you know? A really good point well made here from Martin, who says, Scott, are you able to see and tell when and if people turn up and down songs? And the answer is yes, I am. What happens is, it happens in my headphones. So, like, for example, Ariana Grande. That was really loud because people were turning up in my headphones. Whereas with some songs, let's just say that NSG and Tion Wayne song. It was a bit quieter like that.
And that's because more people are turning it down.
Yes.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
See, that's interesting, because I always thought that was just intuition. I thought that was just part of the job. I thought it was like you could close your eyes and just feel what people were doing with it.
No, it's just like, it's how loud I can hear it.
Right.
Is whether people are turning it up or down or not. Thanks for your question, Martin. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
All right, where are you today?
I'm parked up on the side of the road somewhere near Plymouth. I'm from Cornwall.
Somewhere near Plymouth?
Yeah, somewhere near Plymouth, just okay. In a lay-by.
Okay, that's glamorous. What are you doing today?
We're just on the way back. We've been fitting a conservatory today, so, you know, living our best life.
Yeah,
well,
nice.
There's something you can do that I definitely couldn't, though.
Well, I actually can't do it that well, so I won't say who I do it for, but I won't book me.
Excellent. Well, maybe don't say that on national radio, because like the work will stop flooding in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't mentioned the company, have I?
No, that's true, but...
You think conservatories are a bit ho?
No, a lot of people still have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the game's changing, though. They don't have all the glass ones anymore. No. It's a proper boring conversation.
Yeah, it's for the older crowd, do you know what I mean? My nan loved hers.
Yeah, same
with
my grand.
Yeah, it's always older people.
Yeah.
Getting the last bit of their life, enjoy that in a conservatory.
Oh, my word. All right. Anyway, are you pleased to be on Bangers today?
Oh, absolute dream. I was the bridesmaids a couple of days ago, livid. But now here I am.
Well, you're not anymore.
I'm the town of innuendo bingo as well.
Yes, mate.
You're the bride today. Here's my choice. We're going to be better together. So what's up,
baby? What about us? Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh.
Is this the one with Sean Paul?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Na, 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 na.
It's the Saturdays. What about us? I'd really like to hear this today, Bride.
This was one of the last ones that they did, wasn't it? Before, well, but, did they ever split up? I don't know.
Hiatus,
sorry.
Yeah, they'll do a comeback tour, everybody does.
This is a great one, though, isn't it? Because Sean Paul's in it, but clearly they've never met.
If there is a comeback tour, there'll be one missing because the other one's already on DJ now. Doesn't need to.
Who did the Sean Paul bits when they performed it and he wasn't there? Interesting question.
I don't
anyway,
know.
You can have that, or you can have my banger today. It's a huge one.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? What do you mean, no?
This is a tune. This is Bashmore.
Julio Bashmore.
Yeah, I bet he does. And... and Osev. Same joke.
Usually I go with Scott because I love a bit of the cheese, and so do you, Scott. But
yeah,
it's got to be Chris today.
Yeah, what, you're turning down my Saturdays,
two
are you?
One, baby.
I know, sorry.
Who do you think you are?
Baby.
Who do you think you are? Bang.
One. Did you know that Megan from Love Island once got egged on a date? Neither did we, until she told us on the Worst Dates podcast.
They threw eggs at the car and one hit me in the face.
On the date?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Arielle Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
I've snuck a full Chinese into Sydney. I'm not even joking.
Why don't you go and put in your mum's high heels?
Does your mum know about that?
She does now.
Each week we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
I just don't like the whole, like, tune of your mouth open talking to me. All I can do is stare at their mouth.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Someone says, I bet you can hardly hear that at all through your headphones. The Saturdays would have been dead loud. Just saying. Oh, come on. That's a favourite. People loved that.
That was a banger. I loved that. 2-1 to me now as well. Mm. Yes.
Not even The Saturdays, one of their bigger songs, can help me today. Scott Mills. Davina McCall on Innuendo Bingo in 10 minutes. I'm so excited. Emma in Newcastle. Now, this is an interesting one, and other people will be in this position. She says, I am so buzzing for Innuendo Bingo, but I'm going to have to nose puff laugh because I'm in a very serious office on my undergrad placement, but I can't wait. It's that extra challenge that I like, but I can't stifle laughter. If it's going to come, it's going to come. I can't really do nose laugh.
Well, maybe it's headphones and toilet situation, isn't it?
Yeah, pop to the loo or something, Emma, maybe.
Although laughing in a toilet, if you walk into a toilet and someone's laughing in it, that's well weird.
It is weird. So have tactics. If you're in a quiet office or a place where you can't really laugh without people really noticing, then maybe practice now, like, how to stifle it. Like,
maybe under the desk.
Scott Mills. The excitement is real for Innuendo Bingo. Sophie, where will you be listening?
In the car.
Okay, have you skived off a little bit?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's probably why you don't want to say what your job is, right?
I'm a head teacher. yeah.
Okay. Well, you must love this game.
I never get to listen to it because I was at school and I happened to be leaving one meeting, going back to school, and then I heard it was on and I thought maybe I'd take a detour.
Yeah, love that. Love it. Manny, where are you going to be listening?
Hi, it's Manny from Londonderry, in my printing shop.
In your printing shop? Okay. Now, have you been missing Innuendo Bingo? It's not been in for a while, has it?
It's class. It really does, you know, brighten up the afternoon with a good giggle.
And it's,
I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a good first guest as well, Davina McCall. Keen for that?
Very keen.
Very keen. Okay. Gerwin, where are you?
I'm at battalion headquarters in Northampton.
Okay. Yes, you're a sergeant, aren't you?
I'm a staff sergeant, yes.
Amazing. Do you want to issue the order now for everyone to, I don't know, stand to attention or something? That's not one.
So it's squad, shun, every listening for Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so how many lads have you got there? And ladies?
At this location, roughly about 30, but we're spread across the country.
Okay. So is everyone downing tools? Is that... That's not the phrase.
No, they're going to be stood to attention.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to be standing to attention?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's good to know. All right. The next thing you'll hear will be Innuendo Bingo. We are crossing to the wet room with Davina McCall after this.
BBC. This is BBC Radio 1.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Innuendo Bingo is back, bigger and better than ever for 2019. I'm Scott Mills. Today, our contestant is Davina McCall. Welcome. Tell people how long you've been wanting to do this game.
It's bucket list. It's bucket list. I mean, I had to do it before I die.
I can't believe that Davina's never done this game because it's perfect for it. Okay. Are you ready? Oh, it's not even begun.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. First, we're going to Inside the Factory, where host Greg Wallace is learning all about how you make coffee. Although it seems the climax of the process used... What's he doing? I haven't even got to the clip. Although it seems the climax of the process used to be achieved quite differently.
Finally, a laser sorter actually detects any discoloured beans and rejects them with an air jet. Honestly, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Okay, go on then.
20 years ago, there would be people flicking the beans off.
Thanks very much. Thanks to Inside the Factory there.
20 years ago, there would be people flicking the beans off.
It's different 20 years ago. Wow. It's much closer than we were in the previous game. You're literally on top of each other.
Aggressive gobbing.
It sort of hurts a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got quite a spray.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
We need to say thank you to Dan in Brighton for our next clip. It's some classic weeknight television. It's Nadia's family favourites over on BBC Two, where we join the host, Nadia Hussain, as she's about to gobble quite a delicious-looking burger.
It's going to be the filthiest I've ever had. Oh. Look at that ooze. It should be so big that it doesn't fit in my mouth.
This is silly.
This hasn't happened to you for such a long time, and it used to be twice weekly.
It's like I've regressed.
I didn't think you'd ever be doing it again.
Oh, my God, I'm in heaven.
Okay. We're going for an Innuendo Bingo classic now, one of the greatest clips of all time. It's from our Hall of Fame. Chris, you'll be aware of this one. It's Rick Stein's Mediterranean Escapes. So, Rick is a massive fan of a certain chef.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Let's check that name for you again.
Miguel Pujol.
I know.
You kept some in. Well done, Davina.
Innuendo Bingo with Davina McCall on Radio 1. Now, we have to say thanks to a load of people who pointed out the next one. We have played this on my show before, but it's perfect. It fits so well for Innuendo Bingo. It's Radio 1's very own Maya Jama, who is now introducing some of Muse's more edgy material.
But here's Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
I know, she got it wrong. Sometimes you get the titles of the song wrong. Sometimes.
But here's Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Wow. Oh, that is genius.
Being the professional that she is, Maya did realise her mistake and corrected herself at the end of the track.
Supermassive Black Hole.
Still wrong. Still wrong. Still wrong.
Are you kidding me?
No, no.
She actually said that. Oh,
God,
bless her.
Try,
I know. What happened to Mare?
People listening to that must have gone. It's like this is for Scott Mills. She's done it.
I know.
On
I know.
I spat on myself.
When your pants are wet, you know.
Pants are wet.
And we're only halfway through. This is Davina McCall, Innuendo Bingo. Back soon.
Witness the wetness. Innuendo Bingo. This is Innuendo Bingo.
We're in the middle of Innuendo Bingo, the first one, back for 2019. Our first guest is Davina McCall, who's literally loving life, despite having extremely wet pants.
Best life.
Best life.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, always good for a bit of innuendo. It's the Antiques Roadshow. And one expert here sharing more about a certain antique than you might expect.
When the factory shut down,
and that's when my cock retired.
That happened when the factory shut down.
My cock retired.
Okay, next one. This is an absolute Inuna Bingo favourite. Something completely out of the archive. Ellie Goulding is in the live lounge at Radio 1, and Fern Cotton gets to the meatier questions.
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely Thank piano you. As well. It's gorgeous. What's your penis called? Chris.
It does Chris. Sound very like that, doesn't yeah,
yeah.
it?
What's your penis called? Chris.
Chris, there on the piano. You alright, Chris?
Yeah, just it's a lot
it's,
wetter.
It's a one. Lot wetter.
It's a lot wetter.
It's just so close.
It's very close.
Yeah. Now, a classic from BBC Radio 4's Today programme. As presenter, class. Mm. Sarah Montague here is very inquisitive about one of Germany's most famous female composers.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
Straight in.
You know what I love? I love it when it's those shows that Good are morning. Just really serious.
What should we know about Fanny?
Everything.
Everything. Okay. Listen carefully, please, to this one, because I think it has been recorded off the TV.
I love you guys.
We love you. This is Sarah who emailed this one. And it's over to Saturday Kitchen, and a question from an audience member becomes ever so slightly more personal.
But every time I bite into one, I get a prick in my mouth.
That's got to hurt. And finally, I can't believe it's nearly over already. I want this to carry
really
on.
Quick.
I know. Thank you to loads of you that sent this one in. We're going over to Strictly Come Dancing. Oh, God. It's Choreography Corner. And dance expert Vincent seems to reveal more about Faye and Giovanni's rumba than was ever intended.
For me, there was a lot of... Look at the way Giovanni takes it from behind.
She reacts to that like a proper Italian.
Like a proper Italian.
Look at the way Giovanni takes it from behind.
And that was Davina McCaw, well Innuendo Bingo. Incredible. Davina, now you're soaking wet. Sell us your ITV show in 10 seconds.
This time next year, people come on, they make a pledge about what they're going to achieve by this time next year. It's amazing. Heartwarming, beautiful and happy and joyful. Watch
you are
it.
The best Innuendo Bingo contestant. Bring the towels. Thank you very much, Davina McCall.
Thank you for having me.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Still, huge reaction coming in about Innuendo Bingo. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Scott.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I'm loving you on the biggest, so I'm glad it's back.
Yeah, Davina was a good one. What was your favourite clip?
It was the Supermassive Black Hole Maya Jama one.
But his
far.
Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
Yeah. Angie, what about yours?
The Greg Wallace one.
The Greg Wallace one is good. I've not heard it for a long time.
Finally, the laser sorter actually detects any discoloured beans and rejects them with an air jet. Honestly, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Okay, go on then.
20 years ago, there would be people flicking the beans off.
Oh, I've missed this. And James, what was your favourite? James?
Funny clip. Maya Gemma, Black Hole.
That's the one.
Supermassive Black Hole.
Scott Mills.
I think James, the caller there, is my caller of the day.
What's that about?
Funny clip. Maya Gemma, Black Hole.
Yeah. I think he didn't realise...
Funny clip.
He didn't realise he was on air, because I just...
Why did you say that?
I talked to him just before, and I was like, right, are you ready to go? And he was like... And then when we went to him, bless him, I don't know what happened.
Oh, I love him. I love him. But what I like is how to the point he is.
Yeah. I was like, James?
Funny clip. Maya Gemma, Black Hole.
He said everything he needed in just like three
Get
sentences.
Funny,
really
faster,
quick. Yeah. Get to the funny faster. Next week on Innuendo Bingo, we have two funny people, James Acaster and Josh Widdicombe, Wednesday, 3 p.m.
Scott Mills.
Grimmy's with you at 4. I know you're doing the best Saturday song today.
Yeah.
Earlier on Bangers, I missed out on playing What About Us. Please, can it be that?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, if I'm honest, I really don't care. So, yeah.
I think the best one is, well, why don't you care? It's your idea. Well,
yeah,
you
man,
don't
no,
care
I don't,
about the Saturdays.
Not really.
What? Oh, well, that's a
I care about
position.
Rochelle and Molly, and also Vanessa to an extent.
But sonically, no.
Oh. Sonically not for you. You don't like Missing You?
No.
Higher?
No. I genuinely was thinking before, I was like, I can't think of one. Up? No, Up. The one with Sean Paul was okay.
That's his one.
What's that one?
Mm. What the one that you wanted earlier.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to check with Molly, I think.
All right. Does she know that, like, even though you love her as a person, like, you didn't, the music didn't speak to
you?
Yeah,
you don't respect
her.
Yeah,
but I don't think it spoke to her, really.
I think you preferred her solo stuff.
Yeah, I prefer her solo stuff. I prefer, yeah.
We've had an event.
I'm hoping she goes solo from Matt.
Yeah, we've had an eventful show today. There's a guy at a zoo in Essex who's got a spare snake, and it hasn't got a name. So we're offering people for the snake to be named after people's exes. So, like, if they were a snake to you, imagine that. Ultimate revenge. Your ex was horrible to you. The snake is named after them.
I like that.
And then this guy called. So who is she cheating with?
Well, it's actually someone I knew pretty well. I've sort of known him quite a while.
Right.
It was my dad.
Oh!
No!
Jaw drop.
Yeah. Oh!
I know.
That's really horrible.
So how do you deal with that in that situation?
We both looked at each other
as like...
That's really dark. Radio Lol.
Thanks for calling.
It's really heavy.
Right.
So sad.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from one. Another listener finds out where their parents did it to make them on Where Do You Think They Were? That'll be at 1:40. This one's called The One with the Buck Fast. Scott Mills.